Waiver's dark side. The Jones Act waiver has been extended for another 90 days, but the move raises questions about its true impact on national security and the American economy. Critics argue that the waiver has created a subsidy to China's shipbuilding ambitions, gaining strategic leverage in the process. The U.S. Maritime Administration data reveals that 4 of the 15 vessels completed under the current waiver were built in Chinese shipyards, with 10 owner-operators having direct Chinese connections. This policy shift has put foreign operators at a cost advantage in American domestic trades, displacing American vessels and mariners who pay federal and state taxes. The waiver was marketed as a defense measure, but it has instead rewarded NATO allies who declined to support U.S. operations to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The connection between commercial capacity and naval readiness is clear. When American shipbuilding shrinks, Chinese tonnage moves into American trades, gaining strategic leverage. American shipbuilding is not just a handful of large prime defense contractors, but a complex network of family-owned yards across 29 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The majority are frequently the largest private employers in their communities, supporting machinists, welders, electricians, and engineers. As the waiver continues to be extended, it's essential for policymakers to take an honest look at its true impact on American workers and national security.